This is VOA News. I'm Victor Beatty. The Trump administration attempting to head off a pending investigation of the U.S. military's actions in Afghanistan warned the International Criminal Court it will face a tough response. The message delivered Monday by White House National Security Advisor John Bolton.
In November of 2017, the ICC prosecutor requested authorization to investigate alleged war crimes committed by U.S. service members and intelligence professionals during the war in Afghanistan, an investigation neither Afghanistan nor any other state party to the Rome Statute requested.
The U.S. has never ratified that Rome Treaty. Bolton said the U.S. would use any means necessary to protect its citizens and those of its allies from unjust prosecution by what he called an illegitimate court, including banning ICC officials from U.S. soil, sanctioning its funding, and prosecuting its officials in U.S. courts. Bolton also announced closure of the Palestine Liberation Organization office in Washington out of concern for an ICC probe of Israel called by Palestinians.
As President Reagan recognized in this context, the executive has the right to decide the kind of foreign relations, if any, the United States will maintain. And the Trump administration will not keep the office open when the Palestinians refuse to take steps to start direct and meaningful negotiations with Israel.
Palestinian diplomat Saeb Erekat said the office closure, coupled with the cutting or redirecting of aid to Palestinians, affirms the Trump administration policy of collectively punishing the Palestinian people. At least six people were killed Monday in an al-Shabaab attack involving an explosives-laden vehicle near a government building in Mogadishu. Nearly 20 others were wounded. In Nigeria, at least 18 people were killed after a gas depot explosion in Lafia, capital of central state of Nasarawa. Dozens more were burned. This is VOA News. South Korean President Moon Jae-in has called for bold decisions to break the U.S.-North Korea impasse over denuclearization. The appeal comes ahead of a summit he'll have with North Korean leader Kim Jong-un next week in Pyongyang. The White House Monday confirmed President Donald Trump received a letter from the North Korean leader requesting a second meeting. Sarah Huckabee Sanders is a White House spokesperson.
The recent parade in North Korea for once was not about their nuclear arsenal, and this letter was further evidence of progress in that relationship. A number of things that have taken place, the remains have come back, the hostages have returned. There's been no testing of missiles or nuclear material, and of course the historic summit between the two leaders.
She said it exhibits a continued commitment by Pyongyang to the denuclearization of the Korean Peninsula. Florence is a powerful Category 4 hurricane heading for the southeast U.S. coast with winds in excess of 200 kilometers per hour. Hundreds of thousands have or will soon evacuate inland ahead of the storm's expected landfall Thursday. Forecaster Ken Graham said the effects of the storm will be serious.
The rainfall is going to be very intense in a lot of different areas. So the storm surge right along the coast, a significant life-threatening storm surge associated with this hurricane, but also the rainfall.
As well as high winds likely resulting in downed trees and power losses, states of emergency have already been declared in South and North Carolina, Virginia, and Maryland. California State Governor Jerry Brown has signed a landmark legislation committing the state to a 100% clean electricity grid by the year 2045.
California is committed to doing whatever is necessary to meet the existential threat of climate change. And yes, it is an existential threat. No matter what the naysayers may say, it is a real present danger to California and to the people of the world.
Meanwhile, UN Secretary General Antonio Guterres warned of a dark and dangerous future as a result of climate change. Insurgent attacks on Afghan security forces left dozens dead. Attacks ranged across at least four northern provinces, all claimed by the Taliban as the pace of fighting increases. A bus crash in southern India left at least 43 dead. Passengers were returning from a visit to a Hindu temple when the bus skidded off a road and plunged into a valley. Americans are marking the 17th anniversary of the September 11, 2001 terrorist attacks that killed nearly 3,000 people. President Donald Trump will visit the site in Pennsylvania where passengers prevented a hijacked commercial jetliner from crashing in Washington. The plane went down near the town of Shanksville. Sunday, a memorial called the Tower of Voices was dedicated to honor the 40 victims aboard United Flight 93. I'm Victor Beatty, VOA News.